I am in the final 40 minutes of my 72-hour wet fast. That's when you just drink water. I like to put electrolytes in, watermelon flavored. And you also only drink liquid minerals. I do that at the beginning of each day. This particular fast, my intention was to witness my body heal itself, work its wonder, do what it was made to do, what it was created to do, without the distractions of toxins and old waste lying around in the deepest and the darkest crevices of my body. The time does its work. The body knows. And so I give the body time and space to heal. My only requirement is to wait, to be patient, to suffer through the lack of food. I can do that. I can be patient. I can wait. I can suffer. And the exchange is a new reset for the body. More strength, more health, more clarity of mind. It is worth it. And in 42 minutes from now, or no, 38 minutes from now, I will taste applesauce. And that taste on my tongue will be the most vibrant taste ever. Then I will drink bone broth. And that will be delicious. I'll feel it go through my body so keenly. And then I will enjoy some soup. And after about 30 minutes of nourishing myself, I will feel strength and I will feel back to normal. But right now I'm recording this in my weakest hour, the end of the fast. But my mind is not fuzzy. My heart is strong. And I have weathered this fast with strength and dignity. I have witnessed myself in a whole new way, and I celebrate who I am.